this is the kickback. Talk about that at the kickback. Talk about rap at the kickback. Talk R&B at the kickback. You might find me at the kickback. Talk about sports at the kickback. Long stories are short at the kickback. Got guests of all sorts at the kickback. We at the kickback. We at the kickback.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
Because you got a horn right there.
Yeah, but that's just on a reaction button.
Yeah.
Reaction. So sick. Yeah, try doing the kawaii thing again. That is weird, man.
Oh, okay. So it does do that.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
You're turning into a little e-girl now.
Wow. Well, it is fitting. welcome back to the Kickback Podcast. Your boy Pete with my co-host Chris Avery. How y'all been?
Been living, man.
Okay. Anything new in your lives? Are y'all just chilling?
Finished grad school, you know, right at this last assignment, you know, I had a B before that. I turned in this last assignment, so, you know, hopefully everything's still okay with that, as long as I didn't, you know, bomb it, knock on wood. You know, I've passed the class, got my master's now. Straight B's. Well, a few A's, but mostly B's.
You get your master's in?
Environmental engineering.
Okay. We got... So you, Shamar...
Congratulations.
Guys got your master's. Y'all doing it, man. I got my brother. He just started his master's program.
Oh, nice.
What was he again? Was he business?
Nah, nutrition. And sports nutrition. Science. Yep. So he doing his thing. So, but yeah, it's dope, Chris. Okay. Hey, anything new?
Not much. I'm still trying to figure out that weird magic. It didn't work.
No, I think I do it like both ways.
It's not happening. So Chris is the master of the confetti throw here, which is kind of awesome.
The confetti.
I have no idea how that worked.
I don't know how that even started. I didn't know that was a function of Zoom. But yeah, I'm good. Not much has changed.
Now give me balloons.
Now Chris has got balloons
now.
You have to have like a third party app or something. I really don't.
Well, Zoom loves Chris right now. Or thinks it's his birthday.
They love him. It's great. So many new things and features here. Apparently, in this little toolbar, we have AI companion. I'm a little scared to pick that.
I don't know if that is.
I don't know. I hope I pressed it. Send request. Ask admin to enable AI companion.
I'll enable.
Welcome to AI. Weird. You know, I was just reading an article today with on The Economist, and they were talking more about jobs and, like, you know, other boring stuff. But they were thinking that there's going to be this reckoning with AI and stuff, just based on what they're seeing in Congress. But I haven't really seen anything recently besides this little this little companion. AI here.
Well, ChatGPT. Oh, damn, we lost Avery that quick.
Hey.
Okay, I'm back. And it looks like that's why you don't press random buttons on things you don't know what to do.
Nah, man, it was that AI. You talking about the AI after you got that AI companion on there? It didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. It didn't like it at all.
It did not like what you said, Avery.
Not at all. Got to appease the overlords now.
But go ahead, continue what you were saying. No, cut off that part where you
cut off the part. You were going on a nice speech. Hopefully, they don't cut you out again. But
I can't remember what I was saying.
You had seen an article about AI.
It was just The Economist. They do like it's kind of like a journal for like macroeconomic topics, and one of the writers was talking about labor, and you know, they were talking about how workforce is stagnant because of they don't really know. They're trying to figure out what's going on, but they kept thinking that AI was going to kind of uproot many of our jobs per se, and because of that. And they thought the labor market would change very dramatically, but it hasn't yet. So we're kind of like in this little limbo section. I don't know. It's a little strange personally, just thinking about the idea of these little helpers coming in and replacing a bunch of people. I don't think it's going to be as bad as they talk about, but it'll definitely change some systems.
Yeah, no, and I can definitely see that. And even if it's not on like a major level, I still see that like at least some type of minor impact. And like, what will we do with those people? Like what we have like a influx, like I know you guys know this because, you know, we're part of the same generation. We're like, you've definitely seen like the influx or no, I guess the introduction and a greater influx of like influencers, you know, like on like TikTok or Instagram, social medias, whatever. And like that's a living for a lot of people. They don't need a second job. I mean, a lot of people still do. Like even when I was on Twitch the other day, guy has over 1,000 subscribers every month, but he still, you know, like he showed how much that actually like adds up to. Not that much really, but yeah, no, I'm there are a lot of people who can like, well, a decent amount of people who can at least have like a fair amount of revenue just brought in just that way. And maybe, you know,
that's wild to think about.
What's up?
No, I was just saying that's wild to think about.
It is. Like, let's say we on here and I don't know, I'm playing 2K or whatever, and I got like 2,000 people watching me, and I'm bringing in like, let's say like 1,500 a month. From those 2,000 like 2,000 subscribers every month, that's crazy. But because you know I'm just playing video games every day, so it's not really anything taxing necessarily on my body anyway. But and then let's say I supplement that 1,500 by I don't know working at Lowe's. Do you think that would be like the trend? Like since you know AI would I guess be taking jobs essentially from other people, do you think like we'd have like more influencers, or I guess it'd be better to say a bigger push towards like entertainment, because that's something like we at least most a lot of people nowadays can like control themselves, like. Okay, this AI took my job, but you know, hey, I can still entertain an audience, provided they have that talent and mentality for it.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely an interesting take. Go ahead, Peter.
No, I was gonna say I do see it going there. AI has definitely changed the technology and even the music industry to a certain extent now. And I don't know, for entertainers, well, even for people that are like strictly entertainers, like voice actors, that's like a threat to that job.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know, it will be interesting to see if instead of these voice actors working for like a Disney or like a Nickelodeon or whoever, go and create their own and create their own audience through like what's it called? TikTok and YouTube or whatever. If that'll be a trend. But it is interesting. This AI thing that was part of the reason why they went on the strike.
Mm-hmm.
The actors, the saga, that's a huge reason why they went on strike. So it'll be interesting going down the line. to see how it affects others, especially in the content creation area.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot more movement with just like the freedom of thought, and especially with people who are able to be a little bit more freelance for how they think about work and how much they make from it. And, you know, there's going to be a bunch of rights and due compliance issues that come up with that. But I was also just thinking about, you know, all the potential dangers that it could make. I was watching, of course, I was on Reddit, but they were kind of introducing new technology, and one of them had AI and a camera lens. And all it was just, you know, some basic analytic information in this coffee shop, just measuring, you know, time and stuff. So whoever owned the coffee shop had the camera fixated on their workers, and it had little pictures of just what everybody was doing, what was their previous task on, how much time they were spending on something. And then it had little tracking with lines telling you where it was color coded, but it would tell you where each and every person had gone within the last like 30 minutes. So it was a little kind of strange thinking about that. Then it had an eye on the client and the customer, thinking how long they spent inside of the store, what are they actually doing, you know, just very descriptive information. But, you know, can you imagine getting fired from your job as a coffee shop, and you're like 16 years old, you're a barista, and, you know, you're getting yelled at for being on your phone for too long, or I don't know, I'm trying to think of something crazy or outlandish. But, you know, when you're recording all these metrics and everything, you start to wonder how that can be mismanaged.
I saw this video of like this robot actually doing like human activities, like giving people stuff and like literally acting like a human. So I'm just like, yo, I don't know when in the line it's gonna happen, but if they're actually taking those jobs from them 16-year-olds, that's gonna like, imagine a robot.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of like using it as an example, you know, versus someone who makes a career at being a barista at Starbucks or something. Right. You know, that type of information can, you know, get out there, especially people who are a little bit more historically unrepresented, you know, maybe they work in fast food, for example. It's just like, when you think about the opportunities that these individuals have and how corporations can potentially mismanage it, it does make you wonder how, you know, what this type of terrible future can be created. You know, it's very cyberpunk when you think about it. Now, it's not terrible futures, but you kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, for sure I get you.
Yeah, I mean, this whole year, when did AI be? Was it last year or this year that it made this big surge?
Say last year.
I mean, we always
brought up, you know, like the Chat GPT and stuff like that, and like it's funny now because, you know, I'm in a grad school, but like they have like software now to like monitor. Like if people are using like ChatGPT for like their stuff, and real quick side tangent, some dummy in my group kept using ChatGPT for his project assignment, and I was so upset. I'm like, we can tell she's gonna run through that software and know everything you did, and like she did, and like
so easy.
He only out of like a page and a half of like written text, only like three sentences was his. I was like, "You're an idiot for that. Are you crazy?"
It's so easy. It's like you could hear. It's like, you know, some regular person who's just learning to play an instrument. Then all of a sudden, you hear a line of Bach, you know, or Beethoven in the symphony, and then it goes back to playing the regular music. Like, you clearly know when you're cheating.
Yes, like.
When your words are not yours.
I don't get why you would go through the process of getting into a program or getting into the master's program, into the class, and not put in the work. Like, you are that fucking late. ChatGPT is the most laziest way to do a fucking assignment.
And it's not at all.
Not at all. I mean,
I wanted to look and just see how
if you see the actual...
Go.
No, go ahead, Avery.
No, just I was going to say, if you actually looked at like how it functions, it's nothing but a probability machine. Like it looks at the most keywords that you use inside your paragraph, and it's like, oh, you must be talking about this thing that this person had wrote on Google a couple of years ago. This sounded smart. Let me copy and paste that. It's just text. It's just a web scraper, a really sophisticated web scraper that you can code in, take some knowledge, puts it back, and just repeats it out to you.
Yeah, because like. Just, I would type in some stuff sometimes just because, you know, I didn't know. I didn't really understand what it was at the time when I kept saying dude get caught with him. Because he was a repeat offender. Slow fly, though, for no reason. But I just, let's say what is a reservoir or you know, something because, you know, environmental engineering. It wasn't something like that, but you know, let's just say that's what I was. It'd be like da 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 da. I'm just reading this. It's like, wow, that sounds like it's from Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia. I was like, oh wow, he just just took it from Wikipedia. And then like let's say I take like a textbook question and it's thinking like instead of like me asking like some type of master's degree program question, I'm asking like some high schooler question that can be answered in like three sentences, and it's not.
I mean, writing is a skill. You can't copy it. Yeah. I mean, you can, but not really. Everybody has their own sounds and way they think and how they kind of like take their thoughts and put it on paper. So I don't know. It's just so funny that people are trying to get away with that, especially in a graduate level program.
Oh,
it's like the audacity. It's like you have to compete just to get in, but you get there and you're like, I'm not really feeling it today. Can you take over?
Right.
Like me, I'd rather go out on my own sword. So if I write some bullshit, I'd rather know that I wrote that bullshit than to give it to a computer to just that. Probably could get a lot of it wrong. Like,
it did get a lot of it
wrong. You said 3 pages. Did you proofread it? Did you proofread that bullshit for?
Not even like 700.
So many questions. I have so many questions. So many questions. People are
failed. We'll get them next time.
So stupid. But hey, that would have been Bozo of the. Of the week worthy, if I was still doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I might put it in there just for, you know, for old time's sake.
Oh, and speaking of also of the week worthy stuff, I was getting a haircut 2 hours ago.
I see that. That's fresh, by the way.
Yes, and a random Cowboy fan decided to argue with my barber while I'm getting a haircut. And he was arguing about a bet that the Cowboys would win a Super Bowl. Like, this obnoxious. Like, yo, the Cowboys gonna win the Super Bowl. You just watch. Yo, when Dak gets or when we get going. Just do all the extra shit. And then he also made a bet with, I don't know why my barber did this, but he made a bet with my barber that prior, I wasn't around. He said that the coming into the season, the Washington Commanders have a better record. And they didn't. This man, while he's getting a shape up, gets out of his chair just to argue with my barber for about 5 to 10 minutes. Then when I tell him, you doing all this for the Cowboys, the man proceeds to say I look like Steve Harvey.
You got roasted by a dude who the Cowboys is about to take the Super Bowl. Not only that, he believes the Commanders upset their record. You got roasted by it. Come on,
I don't know
where it went. What? Hit that Steve Harvey. What? Hit that extra
Steve Harvey haircut.
I don't know what gave him. I don't know what energy I gave off. But oh, man, Steve Harvey, really? Or was he trying to say Stephen A. Smith? I don't know.
I don't know, you
Cowboy fans.
Now I see Steve Harvey before I see Stephen A.
Yes, one of those. Okay.
I mean, Steve don't got no hair, though. He's wearing a toupee for years.
No, but he stabbed that high top, though.
He did for a minute. Since I don't have that caterpillar thing, that beard he has, that caterpillar, that thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't have that. I think he was strictly just going for your haircut.
Yeah, honestly.
I went from Eddie from Barbershop to shout out Shamar to Steve Harvey. Yeah. But yeah, Cowboy fans, you get Bozo of the Week. Stupid, I'm not going to let just you get the chance. Because, oh, Jesus Christ, that was so obnoxious. Obnoxious, man. Y'all not winning the Super Bowl, too. Just stamp, y'all not. Just keep doing it. Mm. See how that ages. But speaking of stuff that's not... Yeah, this week was crazy. Let's go into this. Jonathan Majors was found guilty of third degree assault and I think harassment. The harassment charge was in
the front. Right. He was the Marvel guy, right? Yeah, he was in it.
And he was in the what's that movie? The Creed movie.
Creed, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing was, he had such a promising career. I mean, he was up and coming. No one's seen him. Like, he definitely had the acting and the ability and the physique. He just dropped the ball doing something stupid. He knew better.
Yeah, no, he was on top of the world. Wasn't he recently voted, like, the sexiest man or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know that, Chris.
No, it was.
I mean, the second time I called you, homie.
That was. Have y'all seen Mace and Cameron's new show? Have you seen any of those? Like,
I might see a clip.
Jesus Christ! I thought I was bad with the pause and no, like the pause thing.
Oh yeah. I did see.
Thought I was bad till I saw them. Mm-hmm. Dude could be saying, I was riding my car. Hey, yo. Yeah, he was on load management. Hey, yo, pause.
No, but I feel like they saying it like that just for those moments.
It's such episode of these stretches. Like, there's some that, like, okay, yeah. Like, I thought I was bad, but Jesus Christ. But, yeah, Jonathan Majors was found guilty of third-degree assault and harassment. And what else did he do? Well, he was found guilty of that because they said when he was in the car, I don't know if you guys seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in coming out of a car with the girl. And the girl didn't want to come out the car. And the girl was just trying to get on him. And he grabbed her and pushed her back into the taxi.
Yeah, he ran away.
And then he did a Get Out run.
Yeah.
Looked like Get Out 2. He was just running for his life from a white woman. So he got found guilty for that. What are your thoughts? I'll go last on this. You guys can go first.
I didn't bother to read the article, so I'm not familiar with what's going on. But it sounds like Peter is going to take a race standpoint. And from that, trying to think about my words. I think as a celebrity, you should be aware of what's going on, especially when you are interacting with people of the opposite sex. But I also think that he probably assumed he can get away with something. I'm not sure what it is, but you know. But yeah, I'll just end it there.
We go, Chris.
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew he had like some charges on him for something, but with how busy I've been for the past however long, I didn't really dive into it. I was really hoping he wasn't guilty, but the fact that I guess, and all I saw was the picture of him pushing her, running away. So that was it with no context. I really didn't know what that was about.
Okay.
To be honest, I really don't know how to grasp or understand any of it. Again, like Avery, I'm not really going to even get into the race of it. I mean, of course, you know, race, you know, as much as we like to, you know, like say we can disregard it. I'm sure at some level it probably did play a factor. You know, like it, in America, that's just something we can't really get away from at this point in time. Like, you know, a black man with a white woman, like, hey, you know, chances are they, you know, if evidence is ambiguous, they're probably going to side with the lighter party, if you catch my drift there. But, you know, and not to say he isn't, because again, to be honest, I'm really not familiar with anything that's going on. But yeah, you know, it kind of is what it is at this point. I'm sad to see Kang the Conqueror, you know, the whole arc is gonna go. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, this is how I'll tackle it. Did he get the bad end of the stick? Yes. Was the system against him? Yes. However, I think we have to study some black men and how they think they can be around certain people. Because although I do think he was trapped, although I do think the legal system is stupid, and this was a misdemeanor charge, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Misdemeanor charge is usually, if you're really at fault, a year in jail. At max a year. Usually you get a fine and you go home. The only reason why it's picking up steam is because he's a celebrity.
Right.
If it was any other Joe, he would go to court, pay a fine, and go home, and you wouldn't hear about this. And it would be out of a misdemeanor, usually is out of your record within a couple of years. Misdemeanors are not serious. So this wasn't a serious crime. But you know me, I always say, oh, black people get that. But some black men kind of bring it on to themselves. This man, in a leaked audio, wanted that white woman to be his Coretta Scott King. Yes, he said this.
Wow.
You should be my Michelle Obama or Coretta Scott King. I don't know what it is with some of us black men here, and I say love who you love. I'm not trying to be Dr. Umar here. But these expectations you have... You white woman, I don't know, you have to study it. Like, I don't know why you want to be with a white woman, but she has to be your Coretta Scott King. I don't know.
I feel like I get where he was going with that. He wants her, he wants a strong woman to stand beside him as he's going through his career, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know if he used the correct terminology.
Proper terminology.
Yeah, I want to feel bad for him, and I do on a sense that it wasn't that serious for it to be covered like this and to be a career ender, because it wasn't a felony charge. Yeah. But bro, man, you got to be careful around. You should know this. You got to be careful.
No, I mean, I do remember like people trying to stack cards against him at one point, where they're saying like he's a terrible person to work with. He's this, that, and the third. And so, you know, it was kind of like stacked against him to the point where, okay, this is a misdemeanor charge, or, you know, it's like a slap on the wrist charge, whatever you want to call it. But like to the naysayers and all those who were already going to be against him, this was all they needed. This is them feeling like they've been vindicated.
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't need much to, you know, potentially burn you at the stake, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't help that Marvel.
Although Marvel cut him, he's a very good actor. He'll be fine.
But I'm just saying that's a big
deal. He's not getting another chance. I mean, like, he's not going to be able to be at the same height that he is currently. This has just ended. He'll still find roles, but he won't be as prolific as he he could have been. And I was going to ask, is he American?
He's American. The girl, however, she was from the UK, I think.
Originally. All right. So it's just like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, I agree with you. Like, as a black entertainer or someone who's in the limelight, they need to be more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cognizant
for how they do things. And because they are facing so many different variables at play, it doesn't take much for them to find what they need to get them in trouble. I mean, look at, you know, what's his name? Not Trey Songz. Megan Stallion, Canada guy.
Tory Lanez.
Yeah, Tory Lanez. I mean, they found out new evidence right now, something that could potentially get him acquitted, but it doesn't matter because he's been extradited. The point being is that you can't act stupid just because you have a little bit of money.
Yeah. I mean, this should be a lesson for him and for a lot of black men, young men. Please be careful, not just with white women, just with how you deal with domestic partners. Be careful. You know what I mean? And I'll have to say, especially if they're white, because look at this. What I saw, as if you saw that video, man, so stupid. I just think this thing shouldn't even be covered, but that's just me. But hey, to all black brothers out there, just be safe. Be careful. And with any domestic partnership, yeah.
I mean, you know, I have another comment, but that's probably for off camera, but
All right, but you know, the next guy we're going to talk about, he's on the other end of the spectrum. Other end of the spectrum. Wouldn't be a guy that would do that. Andre 3000. Yes, another. He dropped a flute album. Now,
I only made it through three songs, and I fell asleep.
Chris Dominguez, Andre 3000, gonna ask
you. I was so high. I was just like, it's no way he's really gonna do it. I get what he was trying to do. I really do. Like, if you really just sit down and listen to it, like, he's trying to tell a story with with the instruments, and that's cool. That's great. But for something like that, I need a visual too. And yeah. I get, like, since it's an album and not even a visual album, like, it's supposed to be left up to the imagination, which is part of the artistry, which is cool. I don't have the concentration for that. At least I didn't. Now I'm no longer focused on other things, so my mind's not really swirling like at 50,000 miles an hour anymore. Mm-hmm. I could probably just like sit down and really just like listen to it. But before, when I had very limited time and I decided I was just going to sit down and listen to this album and fell asleep, I really couldn't do it.
So what was it? Is it just like noise? Is it like electric? Techno, not much, not many vocals, just instrumentality.
Yeah.
Just a lot of woodwind instruments.
Yeah, a lot of that.
See, you know what? Go ahead, Peter, because I'll give a comment on that. But
I thought it's very. Listen, even the title of the songs, bro.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
It's very Andre 3000 ish.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just like, he's. I always say this about guys like him. They're like some people that are very talented and very, like, phenomenal. You would be surprised that they don't have as much as confidence in their talent as you'd see.
Mm-hmm.
He's always talked about how he feels like he can't rap. He don't have the spirit for it.
Yeah, like he's got a imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. Like, what did he say? He even on the album, he said, warning, no bars. Like, he can't find any extra motivation to rap or do anything. So He just, hey, I like the flute. I play it. The dude plays it randomly on the street. Like, there are videos of him playing it randomly on the street. So, and I think
random tidbit, how I found out they really had no bars on it before the album dropped or anything like that. One of the Twitch streamers I watch, her cousin was one of the people who worked on the album with Andre, because he came somewhere in Pennsylvania or New York, mm-hmm. and came to his studio. And she said when she asked her cousin, he said he was there for like three days and just played the flute. He just played the flute there. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
He probably should have. Go ahead.
Crazy.
I was going to say, he probably should have written big red letters, lower your expectation, please.
Yeah, you know, like.
he gives me very Kawhi Leonard-ish type of, like, he's there, but he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants to be as human as possible. I think, I don't know if I sent you the interview, but he talked about, like, he loves the fact that he could just walk into a laundromat and people won't ask who he is. Or they'll be like, hey, you look like Andre 3000. And they won't be sure. Like, he likes the mystique.
He likes being a normal person.
Yeah, like, that's what he enjoys. He doesn't feed into the fame of Outkast and all of that. And he even said something that people found very, like, disappointing. He said that at his age, he doesn't know what to rap about, or, like, past 40, can a rapper really rap? So I'm going to ask you guys, do you think rappers should rap after a certain age?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they stop experiencing life. It's just that Andre is living like a normal life right now, and he doesn't feel like that's exciting enough to rap about. But I mean, you can rap about taking your kids to school. We've probably heard it before, you know. It's just, I mean, he may not be feeling inspired in the way that Andre needs to feel inspired anymore to rap. And that's fine, because I mean, I personally would rather a artist retire because they don't feel inspired anymore, than for them to just, like, force it down our throats, be like, I can rap, but this is not me anymore. This is just a version of me that the industry has just wrung dry.
Yeah. Like, I think that many of our, I think content creators or just creative types have a level cap, honestly, about what they can do that's going to continue being, you know, in favor. And if he's not feeling inspired, if he felt like he's lost his charm, perhaps he's no longer that artist. Perhaps he should move on to something else in a way. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but, you know, answering your question of should a rapper still rap after 40, I think they could find different subject matter to talk about. It may not be as popular as or stuff you play in a club, but it would be something that can help keep your title and keep you recentered. But yeah, like what I was going to briefly follow on about, you know, sort of like with instrumentality and everything, that's just seems to be what's trending now. You know, there's hooks are no longer all that important. You know, we're starting to see a change in that demographic, and, you know, artists are playing with, again, AI, they're trademarking things, they're making music in under an hour now. It's just with the increases of technology, it's like it does take the creativity out of the work and the passion, and it makes you wonder, like, how are we going to, you know, how would someone continue producing things that are going to be a hit every time, you know, if they're not at the forefront? Just to bring in some other stuff real quick, like Paramore's latest album, one of my favorite bands, like it was just complete noise the entire album. They transitioned from pop. I mean, they transitioned from, you know, that grunge sound in 2007, and they're now into very poppy, electric, no music,
just very mellow. It's vibe. It's vibe music. You know?
Yeah, no, I didn't really like that neither. Cause you know, I was never like really deep into them, but you know, like I would passively listen to them. I don't like it as much anymore.
Yeah, I don't like this album. It was like since you know, after COVID, Hailey dropped Petals for More. That was her self-entitled album in 2020. Kind of like her flipping over a new leaf. She recognized that she was the other girl and the person that she was in the mirror, you know, that she hated for a while, you know, just being the cheater. But, you know, it was kind of her coming to grip. And because of that, she wanted to create a new sound with the band. And prior to that, After Laughter was them experimenting with that sound. And they had dropped another album in between, but it's just been a long progression. There's been three albums, and for the most part, this last one wasn't good, but you know, people like it. It's background music, it's noise, it's like something you go to a movie to listen to while you watch the main character do something.
Yeah, I think rappers could rap past 40. I just think he's thinking a little too deep into it. Like he said, what did he say there? You said, what am I gonna write about? What's the thing? Colonoscopy or something? Like,
yeah.
I think he's looking at it very, like, if he did talk about that, I think people of that age will be able to relate to people that grew up, like, not our age group necessarily, but the older group that when they were popping, Outkast was popping, they would appreciate you talking about stuff like that.
Yeah, and I really think Andre's maybe he is partially that he just don't want to like rap anymore, which is also fine. Because I mean, what's a feature that's relatively recent? Oh, well, I guess not that recent anymore. I was going to say the Andre 3000 verse on that Travis Scott song. I can't think of what it's called.
Was Travis Scott or was it?
What's that?
What didn't he do? No, is this Travis Scott?
I mean, the one I'm thinking about, I'm pretty sure is a Travis Scott.
Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Trying to think what.
I'll look it up here, see if I can.
Okay, because I was thinking. Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, Chris. I mean, like, as much as we want to clown Drake, right? Like, he also is still staying very relevant, even though he clearly lost his ability.
Drake, apart from, he put out something that was actually good recently, I wish Shamar was here, but boy, that project he put out, For All the Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Drake is in a like identity crisis. He's talking about stuff that Lil Yachty is.
He is for sure. Like he's no longer, you know, he's still number one. Like, don't get it twisted, but he's lost his edge. He's lost that sheen. He's no longer, you know, Drake from Over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, most artists who are in the limelight at an early age or have been, you know, at the forefront for so long need to take a step back to realize what else can they produce.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can turn into a Kanye and just write some crazy song and have somebody, have people like it and come back to it and keep listening to it because it's a meme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was saying for the Andre 3000 thing earlier was just that it's not just, you know, using that Travis Scott song as an example. Like, it's not that he can't rap anymore. I just feel like he really just doesn't want to anymore, which is fine. It's fine because that was a solid verse. It's my favorite verse in that whole song. Not just because it's Andre 3000, but like that was a solid verse. It was very short, very quick, but. It was a short little story. It worked, and he got out of there. It was a very Andre 3000 thing to do.
Yeah, Andre, he whenever he puts out a verse, it's always really good. I just, you know, from him, and just any artist that gets older, we just want you to talk from a perspective that's, like, real. that's like more authentic and real. Like, no one wants to hear an Andre 3000 song that sounds like Yachty. Sounds like it's for kids. It wouldn't sound authentic. Like, we just want something authentic. And if you don't feel like you don't want to rap no more, listen, I still listen to Outkast. We did the, you know how they did the Apple recap?
Mm-hmm.
They're in my top three for the past 5 years. I listen to them niggas religiously. Yes, the right thing. I listen to them niggas religiously.
So, you know, I was going to roast you, but then I was like, we all know it's Peter, Mr. Oldhead, hip hop purist.
They call me Steve Harvey today. They call me Steve Harvey today. I
ain't got nothing to say to you, bro. Like, you're good. Man, that was the biggest L I would have taken all day. Some dude called me Steve Harvey because of my haircut.
Right. I've been like, cut it all off. Just cut it all off.
I mean, I don't think cut it all off, but I could still look like Steve Harvey because he's bald now, right?
Yeah, he's bald now, but I mean, like, you still have your hair. I'm not saying shave you bald.
Okay.
Like, shave it low.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think Andre, hey, man, just do what you want to do, man. You don't need to rap any. I don't really, if you decide to rap, I'm going to listen to it. But you don't need to. And he also says he confuses me because he says that in the same vein, he says that he wants to do another Outkast album.
Hey, I mean, maybe if Big Boy comes back with him, you know, maybe they'd, or he get those creative juices flowing. I don't know. Maybe it's at the point where he'll do another Outkast album, but he won't do nothing by himself, is what he means to say.
Okay, he won't do a solo. He'll probably do collaborations or like a group album. Hey, man. Next year, I just realized this. Next year is 30 years of Outkast. Please do a damn tour. Please. Just for me. Do a tour.
Just for me.
What you going to pay them with? How much you gonna pay for that?
Just my love and affection.
Man, I will find front row seats to go see an Outkast show. I will do that. Outkast don't do. Big Boy goes on tour.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He still tours with Sleepy Brown and the other dudes of the Dungeon Family. But Andre don't do nothing. They don't do nothing, man. He plays his food
just pops up somewhere every now and again. Just like, oh, hey, that's Andre. He just waves and then he just keeps walking.
But keeping in the vein of music, and this was a question that was asked in our, our story. Top music albums of the year. No, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. This year with hip hop albums, I haven't tapped in this year for hip hop albums and rap. I'm be honest with you, there hasn't been much that came out.
No, me neither. It's mostly like between school and just not doing this podcast, basically at all. Really, I had really no reason to listen to them because I was just too, like, locked in on other things.
Yeah, if I'm going to give
you, but let me, I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look, too. I'm going to go Killer Mike's Michael. Nas's Magic 3. He put on Magic 2, but that wasn't as good as Magic 3. Magic 3 was good. What else?
I think I heard that.
Nick Grant's Sunday Dinner. That's a solid album. What else?
I heard who was it from Griselda that put out an album? I heard that one.
West Side Gun.
Okay.
That's another one. Yeah. I'm gonna go. I forgot the name of it. What's it called? Crip put out an EP.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
He put out an EP, I think. Was it last weekend? But I haven't finished it. Crit put out Big Crit. And the ticket out of hip hop, he dropped Regardless, It's Still Timeless. That's the name of the EP by Crit.
Yes, you did.
Four songs. And then I'm going to take it out of hip hop. I'm going to go Afro Beats. I Told Them by Burna Boy. Like that. Burna Boy's album there. Yeah. I mean, and if we're talking songs, Gunna, F You Mean, that was a tough tune. Kind of annoying. It got annoying after a while, though. Mm-hmm. Radio, but.
Radio be killing everything, man. That's what I like. Radio. Say again?
No, I was just mentioning nothing but radio. Rock radio. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, they're literally playing things from, like, you know, the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep it mainstream. And I'm like, dude, like, I want to listen to the new stuff. I got to think of a song, but there's this guy, he was relatively new. Like, he had some decent flow, but I don't really expect too much from him. I was only bringing him up because he was on the radio the other day, and I was just listening to him. I'm like, oh snap, a little pop in my head a little bit, right? But you know, I actually looked into it. He only had like, you know, just one song, and I'm just, he just kind of blew me. it's just so hard.
His song is the one that caught you.
And
his one and only song is the one that caught you.
Yeah, that's it.
What's it called? Oh. 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne, Welcome to Cali Grove. That's a solid album, too.
I haven't heard that one either. I haven't heard basically anything this year.
Yeah, just looking through my phone. But yeah, as far as albums, I'll go those. And then one more song, Good, Usher, 21 Savage, and Summer Walker. That's what we call grown-up R&B. Yeah, I'm going to go there. But that's it for my 2023 recap. I didn't realize I played Jeezy this much.
Actually, no. Now I don't think about it. The only music I don't know why I'm like this. The music I probably listened to the most was probably Ace Vane. I know Peter knows Ace Vane. Another guy who does the Justice League voiceovers.
Yeah.
He has a few songs on there with like Superman and Batman just going back and forth for Superman and Aquaman. A couple of them ones go crazy.
It's on Apple. Oh, he does have, I didn't even know he.
Yeah, he's on Apple, but I was listening to it on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to, he makes a lot of hilarious content.
It is.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be a hater here. I think him and then, I don't know if it's him or if it's another dude. They made a video where, like, remember the song, that Chris Brown song? Excuse me, miss?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that video where, like he's, like, doing the crumping and dancing? Mm-hmm. Goes to the girl. Well, in that art or rendition of it, like, he does that. He goes to this girl who's kind of looking at him weird, and then she pepper sprays him. So I was just like, I don't know if that was him or if it was another dude, but he's funny. Hilarious. Yeah. Shout out to Ace Vane, but. Yeah, I don't have much for music in 2023. Hopefully next year we get some smoke from J. Cole, Kendrick, some, I don't know, Joey Badass. Yeah. Nicki Minaj dropped, I think.
Yeah, Pink Friday too. I was trying to listen to that earlier and I just couldn't.
Yeah, I came to the realization that I like her as a rapper, but her overall music is not for me.
I mean, she'll make music for you, though.
It's a fact.
Exactly. I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it there. But shout out to her. I heard she sold very first week sales were good for a rapper in 2023. She sold, I think her number one, I think. Forgot the amount of, but she sold well, I heard. But shout out to her. But another question. It's the last question. This is basketball related. When do you think LeBron will retire?
I think he'll retire when his kid, when he starts playing with his kids.
He's pretty close to that now because his kid's in college.
His kid's in the U.S.
I'm not sure if he's been picked yet, but I think it may be coming soon.
Probably. Potentially next year.
What year are we in right now?
Huh?
What year are we in right now?
2023.
He's going to retire. 18-4? He's going to retire in 3 years.
I think he'll retire after he gets he puts his son on a poster. you're just going to see him up here like, and his son just like that. And he gonna put that over his bed. He's like, I get this.
Or Bronny did that to him. That would be hilarious.
Oh yeah, well, if his son did put him on a post, he will retire on the spot. He wouldn't even finish the game. He'd be like, "Hey y'all, I'm done."
He wants to play with his son.
Being disrespectful.
He wants to play with his son. Right
now. Yeah.
How old is LeBron? 38?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still think he has time, but yeah, I know for professional sports, they don't last very long. But,
you know, just professionally, I can say words. Professionally, like he's pretty up there.
He's defined the odds.
Right. How old was, I can't tell it. What was that little dynasty in football? The Mannings? Or something like that. Yeah, wasn't one of them Super Bowl?
Yeah, he was 41 when he retired.
You see, and that's crazy. Start saying that's old. 41. But I get it. I think he still has some good years left, but I think he's one of those people that'll tap out just for simply, you know, he's like, I said I was going to do this long. I'm going to finish here. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because I mean, like, yeah, he's still able to play at a high level, but at the same time, like, I feel like he has to come to realize, like, he won't get up, you know, like, in the morning the same like he used to. And I'm sure he definitely, you know, has realized that at probably way well before this conversation. But, like, I'm sure, like, he has, like, a team. They've already talked to him. He knows the limits of his body pretty well. They keep him probably on a pretty strict like regimen to make sure he stays like in the like highest level of health that he possibly can for someone his age, no less. But I also feel like LeBron is somebody who would want to like retire still within like somewhat at the peak of his health, if that makes sense. Like he doesn't want to be he probably wouldn't want to be like one of those people who like retire because he's old and broken up. He just retired because he's old.
Kind of like how Kobe.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, yeah. Kobe was, you know, he was older and he was broken up, you know. But LeBron's not like that. When he'll retire, you know, knock on wood, he'll just be retiring because he's like, you know, hey guys, I've done what I set out to do. I'm tired now, so I'm gonna retire.
Yeah, I do see him retiring. In 3 years, at probably not if not his peak, or like he'll still be a decent player. But Chris, I want to ask you this: the Lakers won the in season tournament. What do you think about the in season? The Lakers winning the in season tournament. I wanted to ask since you're a Laker fan. I want to know because there's two types of people that feel a way about it. Like, there's the people that love it because it's still a championship and the banner and it's actually a trophy. And there's the people that say, it's nothing. Why are we hanging this banner? It's an East Tennessee tournament. It's not that serious. So where are you on that? Because
I liked it. Well, I mean, like, I liked it in that sense. I felt indifferent to it. I liked it because, like we were the first ones to win it. You know, like, that, regardless of what you say, that's still history. But so we, you know, like, we can all say, like, even if this tournament, you know, like, isn't, like, continued, like, 20 years from now, we can still say it didn't last a long time, but we got ours, you know. But at the same time, it's just, like, it doesn't really mean anything. Like, it's nothing. It's not like they won, like, the finals or anything like that, right?
Hmm.
Definitely, at least to me, it's not the equivalent.
It doesn't feel like, okay. Yeah, I think it's something good to have on your resume. But everything, we have to see how it ages. Because when the first NBA championship came, like in the 50s, I don't think there was much stock in it till it grew, right? Yeah. And the age, like, fine wine. Like, in soccer, there's multiple cups and, like, championships. But some are valued higher than others. So let's just see how it ages. You just have to see how it ages, so... That's what I think on that, but all right. That's it for the questions. I think what last thing is, how's the year been?
It's been long.
This year has been
weird. Been a long year.
Yeah, this year has been. Yeah, it's been just a weird year, honestly, with all the stuff that's happened. And this year has taught me that, bro, just on a personal level, it's okay to be single, man, and keep your peace. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know, I keep saying this, but I'll say, because it's true, I've been just swamped with between work and being a full-time student. I'm glad it's over, but I've kind of into some other mess now. You know, kind of like out of the frying pan into the fire type stuff. But I'm not worried. It is what it is. It's not you know, anything that's actually gonna hurt me. I'm just kind of like, wow, that really happened. Like, as soon as this was over, that sucks. I'll tell y'all after we get off here. But it's just like, that's crazy. Hit that timing, how that really happened. Cause I don't know if I could, if it like I'm feeling like the stress of this of school, and then this just hit me. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Not to say again, I'm not stressing out over it or anything, but it's just like the timing's kind of wild.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, you know, it's just a lot. I can say a lot of things did happen, but at the same time, a lot of things didn't happen. I don't know how much I've grown as a person over this year, just because, you know, I've been kind of, you know, just in the grind, putting my nose to the grindstone. I really wish I had talked to you guys more this year, or, you know, any of our friends for that matter, because I didn't really hardly talk to anybody, you know, just few phone calls here and there. I did see Jerm a couple times. You know, we played Pokemon Go. Shout out to anybody who's still playing Pokemon Go.
Hey, so y'all. What was Pokemon Go? Was a 2015 or 16?
I think it was 17, actually.
17?
It got big 17, but I think it came out 16.
Yeah, because I was just like, Pokemon. I remember you guys were doing that shit on campus. I was like, these niggas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And before that, my brother's friends, they were actually doing this shit and going to Pokemon. I'm like, nigga.
It's still big. It's just people.
Yeah.
people just hiding it.
Kind of reminded me. kind of reminded me on campus, right? And this is a more extreme. There were, I think Avery knows, there were these kids, not kids, there were people our age that were like having this pretend fighting thing where they were like actual warriors and they were pretend fighting on campus.
Yeah, it's LARP.
I was just like, man, look, dog, and I'm not trying to be judgmental here. Like, disgusting. Hey, man, we grown, man. Why are we still pretend fighting, man? We grown ass men.
No, I mean, LARP is an activity that people do. I mean, not something that I would get into, but I don't really get it either. But I do get that people have their hobbies, and when like-minded people get together, you know, they're just like, they lose that fear of being alienated. So that's probably why they don't mind doing it.
I mean, it's a little odd for sure. Like, I only did it because I was curious what it was. But, you know, a lot of those people take it a little too seriously. But, you know, again, it's just fun to do, you know?
Yeah, you know what, man? Yeah, the amount of times you guys play for it in the dorm or did something weird, which ended up in some obnoxious laughter, it's not too far off, is it? Is it, Chris?
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't have, like, you know, like those foam pipes or whatever they were using as swords, but, you know.
Yeah, some of those people will pay, like, $100 for those stupid foam pipes that they can make in their, you know, basement.
I actually had a teacher that was a LARPer. It's
more about getting to the character. Like, because the real big ones out east in Maryland is like Darkon, and they have whole societies and clubs, and you have to like, they don't fight dragons and do all that weird stuff, but they do like, you know, reenactments and battles, and it's like a low grade version of the medieval fair, Renfest?
Yeah, Renfest.
Yeah, I mean, you got people wearing armor. You got people walking around dressing as elves. I mean, it's definitely a community.
That's like, and I don't want to come off as an asshole, but that's like me dressed up as Goku, Chris dressed up as Piccolo, and then we're just like, Destructo Wave, Kamehameha, and then we're pretending to push each other's breasts.
Oh, so you wouldn't, Peter? That's crazy, because that's what I got. That's exactly what I planned for our Christmas to be like. I had already sent you the costume and everything. Don't check your mail since you don't want to do it anymore. It's refund.
I may command man wave you away, Chris. That still may happen.
But if I destructive wave back, that's how this works, Peter. We'll keep going. We'll keep yelling at each other for about 30 minutes. We'll get tired. You know, take a break, maybe have lunch, then we'll pick it back up where we left off.
You just made me think of something that's just imagine if somebody was doing that for real. Like Roman.
Just in the middle of the park, just like you just see them just like, want to take a break? Yeah, man. You got like the water.
Oh my God. That's all they do in. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's hilarious, man. But yeah, man. We went on a little tangent, but all right. Yeah, 2023 has just been an interesting year. In all facets of like pop culture, everything. And, you know, definitely learned a lot this year. Yeah. Learned a lot. But anything else you guys want to get off your chest? Or we could wrap it up.
No, Avery didn't say his turn.
Oh, Chris. Oh, my bad, Avery.
You told me I have to hear. I was trying to be quiet. It's been interesting, very slow. Been kind of good sometimes. I can't really complain, so that is the plus. I'm a little sleepy, and that's why I'm using a lot of words that don't really make sense. But, yeah.
Oh, we got you, though. We got you, but... Hey, man. Everybody's had their perspectives of the year. This year has reminded me that if you see any woman like Jada Pinkett Smith, run away. Yeah, just run. That's no shot. No, yeah, just run. But yeah, to be serious, hey man, spot the year is about to end. And we will wrap up by saying Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. From the pod. And anything else you guys want to get off?
Wait, Peter, you're literally missing like the biggest announcement that we were just talking about. Were you trying to avoid it? Did you not want to say it?
I'll
say
it. Chris, you go. You set it off, and I'll go from there.
Okay. Well, you know, as I'm sure any of you still listen to this podcast have realized, Peter brought to my attention earlier that we only released 6 episodes this year. If that, to be honest with you, is this the 7th or is this the 6th one?
This would be the 7th.
Okay. Yeah. So 7 in 12 months, we've only released 7. This will probably come out on Tuesday or Wednesday. So like the 26th or the 27th. So after all this time, we, even though this should be our fourth full year of podcasting, we really can't say that because, you know, really didn't podcast this year. So, and we've noticed that our schedules are just becoming more and more hectic as, you know, time progresses, and we, as a collective, have decided that we will probably be done with this podcast. We probably won't be coming back. I mean, potentially, maybe we will in the future. We don't know. But as of right now, it's looking like this podcast is done.
Yeah, and I'll just go back, piggyback. I tried to really avoid it. Yeah, I go because I tried to avoid it. But, it's been a ride, man. We started in 2019. You know, just four. It was me, Gerard, Chris, at Buffalo Avery. Wild Wings, and Frederick.
Oh yeah, no, Avery wasn't at Buffalo Wild Wings with us.
Yeah, we were there for hours, just talking about doing the pod. Till like they closed, and we texted Avery, and he said he was down. And then you know, G was with us. He left. We got Shamar in to you know. Help out and shout out to Shamar. But you know, just the timing and us growing up and doing you know life, man, it hasn't been easy to sustain the podcast. And you know, we just decided that you know for now and probably for the foreseeable future, we probably won't be coming back. You know what I mean? But like I said, great moments we've had on the pod. Great guests from Shaq to our boy Javon to Michaela, Fran, Ashley. To who else? I don't want to leave anybody else. All the guests we've had on here. My cousin Francis. I don't want to forget her. She'd be like, "Oh my god." We've had a lot of great guests, a lot of great moments, a lot of funny moments. So we will. We will miss doing the show. I ain't gonna hold you. We will miss it. You know what I mean? Because we enjoy, as his friends, we like coming together and talking and just doing it. But yeah, man, it's a, you know, always time for stuff to end. And, you know, it's just the time. So yeah, we def do, you know, love y'all. We love and we enjoyed the ride. Pause.
For time's
sakes, I had to do that.
Of course, you got to sneak one in, didn't you?
I couldn't get it. Wouldn't be Peter
I felt the pause before you even said it. I was just like, he said, right? That's crazy. That's crazy. Because I know Peter going to hit that pause.
But, I mean, hey, you got anything or can I just wrap it up for one last time?
You know, I think you guys did a really eloquent job of summarizing everything that's been going on over the years and just shouting out everybody. So, yeah, I think it's time.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm I enjoyed doing this. Learned a lot. Learned how to edit podcasts, so that's cool. Anybody who needs help, you know, hit me up. I'm not doing it for free, but hit me up. I really enjoyed you guys. All of you guys coming back and listening to us every week. You know, at least when we're consistent, especially that. Initially, your support initially when we first started was phenomenal. And anybody who stayed with us this whole time or, you know, just comes in and checks in on us every once in a while, we appreciate you. We love you. We really did appreciate all the support you gave us. And hope that you continue to support us in our journey outside of podcasts. And if you can.
Yeah, man. We'll just keep tap in, because you never know what could happen in the future. But we'll still give out our socials just so they can see what we're doing in our personal life. If we're still using our socials. Because
my Twitter is non-existent at this point. But y'all could catch me. I guess it's X, but you know, you catch me at X at, I guess, was it? _ Big Chris 57. I don't know. I don't be using it. Y'all could message me there if you want to. Probably won't get a response. Not anytime soon anyway. And if you do want a response from me, you could probably catch me at Everybody Loves Chris, and that's on IG.
Hey, you can stop.
I think IG is the only one I still have. Haven't updated in years, so you might find some weird stuff on there. It's been a different time. It was a dark time. But you can find me at Avery, capital KOOPA. Yes, that does say Koopa, as in Mario. Again, it was a darker time. I was a band nerd. Moving on. But I would like to pass it over to Mass Pete.
I'm going to give my IG because that's the only one I really use. At Kofi Pita, and the Pita is spelled P-I-T-A. You can catch me there and follow me there, DM me there. I'm in and out of social media from time to time, so I don't know if I'll have a real response, but you can follow me there. And dang, it's a wrap. As I always say for the last and final time, stay black, stay woke. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Mark, give the sauce real quick. We at the kickback. Talk about this at the kickback. Talk about that at the kickback. Talk about rap at the kickback. Talk R&B at the kickback. You might find me at the kickback. Talk about sports at the kickback. Long stories are short at the kickback. Got guests of all sorts at the kickback. We at the kickback. We at the kickback.